I'm Andrea Hutchison. I'm from Canton, Oklahoma, and our ranch is the Chain Ranch, Chain Land and Cattle Company, and I'm with the American National Cattlewomen, representing them today, and the Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association.
Well, Andrea, you were telling me yesterday that you have started your own blog. So tell me how you got started in that.
Well, I just about a year ago realized that there were many producers that did not realize that we had a problem with HSUS, and they didn't realize who HSUS was. So I just came back home from after a meeting in the city, a beef board meeting, and decided that I needed to start a blog, and started that blog, and have just been pulling in all types of information that I can on HSUS and the devastation that they're doing to the agriculture community.
Were you pretty active in the social networking before that?
I had become involved, went to some political activist meetings, and learned through those and through the Masters of Beef Advocacy Program how to use social media. And so I went home and taught myself, actually, after these meetings, and did it that way.
Now, the Masters Program, that's a beef industry program, right?
Yes, the Masters of Beef Advocacy Program. It's a program that it educates producers on environment, safety, beef safety, issues that you're going to encounter as you go out into the public and speak.
Well, tell me about the farming and ranching operation that you have.
We're 117 years old. My great-grandfather homesteaded on the land that we live on today, and we make our living solely from farming and ranching. And so I'm very passionate about keeping that so that we can pass that on to our future generations. And right now it seems like we're going to have a problem doing that. We're going to have to fight to keep that legacy going.
Yeah. Now, your blog, you said, your blog is directed at other producers.
Yes. I just believe that, first of all, we have to educate our producers. I'm not a public speaker, but I was asked to come and speak at our major county cattlemen's there in Oklahoma. And I was surprised at how many producers do not know about HSUS. So right now, I'm just trying to educate our producers on the dangers of HSUS. And that's just, I think it's going to take all this networking. I know my main goal is to get the humanewatch.org, all of my readers to go towards that, to the big groups. But right now, we're so diverse and we're so scattered that it's going to take a lot of networking, I think, to get us all on the same page. And HSUS is on one page. And I know that there's more of us than there are of them if we can gather our forces together and have solidarity in that agriculture community. It'll be beneficial for all of us. We have to do that.
So you said you've been doing it about a year. What kind of response have you had?
I'll rewind. I was real politically minded about a year ago, or a year and a half ago, and so I went to these political activist training, and that's when I initially learned about you need a website, you need a blog, you need Twitter, you need Facebook. So I've just kind of whittled away at each one of those. I came back from that meeting, and I started a blog. Well, then I went to the Masters of Beef Advocacy. I took that online. It's an online course that you can take, and I whittled away at that. Well, then through that process, they said you needed a website, so I started my own website and then pulled that blog into the website. Well, then I've just been Facebooking for 2 months, actually, and the Facebook is Expose HSUS, and I was trying to raise awareness in Oklahoma about this problem. I wasn't getting a lot of feedback, so a friend of mine said, you need a Facebook page and you need to become a fan of page and you need to get your voice out there. So when I did that, I have 1,800 members now on that in 2 months. So, and it just was a relief to be able to find other people that was thinking like I was thinking. And so I think I started mine the same week that David Martosko started his. And so I pull my people and give them the heads up that he's out there. Mm-hmm. And there's just so many people that do not know.
Yeah, he's doing a good job with that. So again, you talked about your passion for this and why you're doing it. You know, I think there's some people maybe get a little complacent in what they're doing. Of course, they're busy with their day-to-day activities, and while they may see it as a future concern, they don't see it as an immediate concern. But obviously, you feel like it's something that needs to be addressed now.
Yes, absolutely. We're a large farming and ranching organization, so we're being hit every day with through some kind of regulation, government regulation, water, air quality, water quality, just issues every day. And I realize that this is going to be a big problem because I believe the HSUS has friends in high places. Mm-hmm. And so if we don't stop this, we've just got to do it. I don't have an option. I'm here to fight for my life, a livelihood.
And finally, just talk about your feelings about caring for animals. I know most people involved in the livestock industry feel very strongly about their animals and how important it is to provide them with the best care. And of course, animal rights activists like to twist that as much as they can. But talk about your feelings about that.
Well, our animals probably always get better care than probably some of our family members. They get fed at a certain time. Every morning we're grinding hay. They're being fed pretty much same time every day. They have clean water. Our guys are out there helping deliver calves in 20 below with the wind chill, 20 below temperatures. We just take extremely good care of our cattle. We vaccinate. We treat them for parasites. There's, like I said, sometimes they get better care than our kids.
Well, Andrea, we sure appreciate your time and applaud you for your efforts to speak out for the industry. Thank you.
Thank you.